We start with earthquakes today. Not that there's been one in our region lately, but there have been and will be large movements of the earth here. So it behooves us to think about earthquake preparations, and today provides a big opportunity. The third Thursday in October is the day of the great shakeout observed around the world. Jackson County emergency officials are using the occasion to provide some reminders to the public. Holly Powers is Jackson County's emergency manager and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Holly, welcome.
Jeff, thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. For the people who have never taken part, what is the Great Shakeout?
Well, the Great Shakeout, just as you mentioned, is an annual exercise done across the world, but very much so a part of our preparedness here in the state of Oregon and in the county of Jackson. It's really just a day for us to recognize earthquakes and the hazards that we have in our county and our area, and ways that we can prepare ourselves, our families, our homes, our works and businesses if and when we do have an earthquake that impacts us.
The term you use, preparedness year, does that just indicate that there are things that go on all year to remind you to remind us to get ourselves together and ready for potential situations?
Yes, definitely. So September is actually National Preparedness Month. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So the county also focuses in September on just overall preparedness and how we can do those things around our house and with our families. But we try and look at the hazards that affect our community throughout the year and during those seasons, sharing preparedness type activities that we can do based on the hazards.
So what specifically will you be doing with Jackson County Emergency Management for the Great Shakeout?
Well, there's a few things. The county as a whole, the county government, many of our departments and staff will be participating in a drop, cover, and hold on exercise today. So the way Great Shakeout works is it's, again, the third Thursday of every October, and whatever the date is of that day, the corresponding time is the suggested time for you to do your drop, cover, and hold exercise. For example, today is October 21st, so at 10:21 this morning is the time to exercise your drop, cover, and hold on if you can. It's also okay to do that exercise anytime during the day on your lunch break or if you're in a meeting with staff and you can drop, cover, and hold. We're just trying to share the preparedness there. So across the county, many staff will be doing a drop, cover, and hold during the day. That's kind of our internal preparedness at the county level. But additionally, in order to kind of incorporate our entire county, we're also going to be sending a test alert through our Citizen Alert mass notification system to everyone who has opted into our Citizen Alert system. And so they'll receive somewhere between 10 and 3 this today a test message that'll say this is a test of the Jackson County Citizen Alert system. It'll have some pointers on earthquake preparedness, overall personal and family preparedness, as well as just reminding everyone to sign in and check their accounts and encourage friends and family to create accounts if they don't have one.
All right, so that's a good thing to know, though. Even though we might choose to do our drop, cover, and hold on 10:21 at 10:21, it's not going to necessarily give us the alert at 10:21.
Correct. The alert's going to be coming throughout the day, and we're doing this just to ensure that we're testing our system appropriately and that we're hitting everyone with the alert during and throughout the day.
We're talking to Holly Powers, Jackson County Emergency Manager, about today, the day of the Great Shakeout, not just the Great American Shakeout, but around the world people are observing today as a chance to do a little brush up on earthquake preparation skills. So 10:21 at 10:21 is the chance to drop, cover, and hold on, and we'll refresh what that means in just a moment. You can join this conversation on the Exchange to talk about your own earthquake preparation or ask questions of Holly at 800-838-3760 by phone or send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. So drop, cover, and hold on is exactly what it sounds like, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly what it's what it sounds like. So for people at work or at home, now is a good time to kind of take inventory of where you are. And so right now I'm sitting in my office and I would be looking around at sort of the things in my space And it's a good time to just look at making sure structures are secured. So I have some bookcases. I'm going to double check to make sure those have been secured properly to the wall. I'm kind of looking around to see if there's anything else. And then I have a cleared space under my desk. So today at 10:21, I will be dropping to the floor. I will be covering my head and scooting under my desk and then holding on for at least 60 seconds, which is just an estimated time for what an earthquake shake might be. And then after that time, it's really important when you're coming out to practice paying attention to your surroundings. Again, look for those possible hazards or things that might have fallen off of your desk or from around your office, and to just be prepared for what hazards or trips and falls might be around you as you come out. Sometimes you could also practice evacuating out of the space that you're in and moving outside, but that's what we'll be doing today. If you're at home, same thing. This is a great time to look at your home preparedness and those bookcases and TVs, anything that might be a hazard if it fell over. Just look at where tables are and doorways, and you're really just going to drop. If you're not close to anything like that, you're just going to cover your head and neck as best you can with your arms and sit and wait until the shaking's done.
Yeah, I have to admit, as you were talking about this, I was scanning the room to try to figure out what the obstacles are here, and it looks like the walls are okay, no particular bookshelves, but I am a little concerned about the Jefferson Public Radio sign on the wall. That's the only thing I have to check on the durability of its attachment to the wall. But it does make you look at things like where the legs on your desk and table are and stuff like that and what you can hold on to.
Right, definitely. And just being creative, you know, it's the whole point of practicing today during the Great Shakeout is because if and when we have that earthquake and the ground starts shaking, when you have that muscle memory of drop, cover, hold, then the panic can subside a little bit, and then you know how to take immediate action to protect yourself and your family or those that are with you in that time. So, you know, practice is what we always encourage, and that's really what today is just drop, cover, hold, so that when it happens, you're prepared and ready, and it's not a new concept.
Well, that's the thing. I know drop, cover, hold has been a concept for a while now. It's been the mantra for years now, but it seems like there are still some people who think they're probably safer outside, or they heard the old thing about getting into a doorway. Those things are not what we're talking about anymore, though.
I agree. So during the actual shaking, wherever you are, drop, cover, and hold. But if you are outside, similar thing, drop, cover, and hold, but you're also going to be assessing your surroundings, right? So if you're close to buildings, there's a possibility of glass shattering. So you possibly want to get away from some of those buildings or get in underneath, you know, overhangs, that sort of a thing. But if you're outside, drop, cover, and hold, even if you're in the middle of a field, that's the best place because it's helping to control your body. So if the shaking is pretty extensive, you're not going to fall over and possibly hurt yourself in another way that you didn't necessarily need to.
The Great Shakeout is the topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Holly Powers is Jackson County's emergency manager. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Holly, we've certainly had a disaster in Jackson County in the last 14 months with the Almeda and South Open Chain fires. That certainly must have inspired some additional thoughts about emergency preparation among the citizens, obviously, but at the government end as well.
I think we're always looking at the county level to find ways to better prepare and support not only county operations, but the residents in our county. So we're looking at efforts such as last month with National Preparedness Month, creating more additional communication and pointers on how we can better as a community be prepared. I think today is another good example of how we collaboratively are looking at preparing by sending the test alert of the citizen alert system so that people get used to what it sounds like when it comes across their phone. It's also a great way for us to all double check and recognize, oh, I am signed up, but I have the wrong address or the wrong phone number in there, or I added a number. So also today with that test alert, really looking at incorporating us all together and are practicing and preparing for a disaster.
I figured I'd practice what I preached, so I went and I made sure I updated our information in there yesterday and discovered some multiple identities that we had, but went ahead and filled in the phone numbers. This will go to landlines too, is that right?
Correct. We're also going to be, because we have data for all of the CenturyLink landline phone numbers, so there are many people who maybe haven't signed up for Citizen Alert but have a CenturyLink landline, and so we'll be also sending the message, the phone call, through that system as well.
Even if they didn't sign up, or do they have to sign up to get that landline call?
Even if they didn't sign up.
Okay.
So there are people who might have both, right? You have a CenturyLink landline, and you also have signed up for Citizen Alert. The system automatically recognizes those two phone numbers, and it's only going to call you once. But for those people who have not signed up but do have a landline, they will receive at least a phone call.
Okay. All right. This is interesting. So, again, it'll sometime between 10 and 3. It's not
correct.
Specifically right at 10:21. Now, let's talk about the effect of the fires last year. Have many more people signed up for Citizen Alert?
Yes, we've actually had a significant increase in signups since then. We average somewhere between 1 and 200 new accounts every month, and specifically in the last 3 or 4 months, we've been averaging closer to 300 or 400 new accounts created or updated every month. So we've seen more interest and access into the system, which is very encouraging. We've been working really hard to partner with our city jurisdictions and other community organizations to get the word out about Citizen Alert and signing up. We've added additional information onto our webpage to help explain the different types of alerts and what they mean to people when they get them, and trying to find additional ways for residents to access the system and sign up. Even if they don't have access to a computer, they can always call the county office. We also have a paper form that can be completed and sent in for us to add you to the system. So we're just trying to find additional ways to make sure everyone has an opportunity to sign up for the system.
All right, so if people do want to sign up, don't have a computer, what is the number they should be calling?
They can call the Jackson County Emergency Management main office line, and that is 541-774-6790.
Okay, 541-774-6790, and they can sign up to get those alerts even on landline phone.
Correct. And I will mention today is going to be a busy day, so please have a little patience if you call in today. I imagine we'll be helping a lot of our residents either sign up or update their accounts all day today. So if you don't get through, please leave a message. We'll be sure to call you back to get you signed up. Additionally, if you just go to our webpage, jacksoncounty.org/alert, under the Everbridge section, there is a space where you can download a PDF, complete that, you can mail it in or email it in, and we'll be able to add your account at that point.
Holly Powers is Jackson County's emergency manager and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. I did go through Everbridge yesterday just to make sure our information was up to date, that we get the alert and everything. And a little personal story here. It does seem to sit and think after you click on options. So you might want to be prepared for that. And I don't know if that varies with more people using the system or something, but after I said, yeah, I forgot my username, it kind of blinked at me for a second before it finally went and did the thing about getting me an email sent to confirm that what my username is.
Yeah, and I mean, that's part of the system, and there could have been an increase. We've definitely had an increase of residents calling and asking for help in the last few days as we've started marketing this test alert. So there could be additional access there, and sometimes it's just making sure it's taking your account and sending the appropriate information to you. So that is a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff. If you think you've created an account in the past and you have a common email address, make sure on the sign-in page you go down to forgot username or forgot my password, whichever it may be, and follow that process first to see if you can, if your address is in there, email address is in there, that it'll send you the reminder with your username and password for you to be able to log in and create your account yourself. So that's the first starting point, and if you're still having trouble then you can call the office and we'll help walk you through it.
I wasn't deliberately making all the mistakes, but I did enter my work email, and it said, no, we don't have an account by that name, so it'll tell you that too.
Correct. It will tell you, yes, if you don't have a registered account. And that's another thing, too. You can have multiple contacts within the system. So you might have put two email addresses. You might have asked for your work email to also be alerted. However, if that's not the email you registered under, then it's only going to pull the email that you registered with, which may have been a personal.
Now, for the people who are concerned about letting their information get out there, they're really getting tired of things like the calls saying, this is Pacific Power, we're going to shut you off. I have gotten that call. Mm-hmm. Or do you want the extended warranty for your vehicle? I mean, what happens to the information they enter into the Citizen Alert?
Yeah, Citizen Alert is a secure database. This information is not sold or shared with anyone. It is strictly only for notification purposes. The provider we utilize is Everbridge. So you'll often hear Citizen Alert and Everbridge. They can be used synonymously. And that's their key priority for their information. So I can assure you that those spam calls are not coming because you signed up for Citizen Alert. That information is firewalled off. And only accessible by authorized users such as myself or other contact managers that are county employees. So.
Okay, and again, to sign up, you can go to jacksoncounty.org/alert, or you can actually call 541-774-6790, 541-774-6790. We got a note from the Medford School District about students at South Medford High School doing an amateur radio and emergency communications test. It seems like you got some enthusiasm for Shakeout this time around.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's just a wonderful use of today's Great Shakeout. If you go to thegreatshakeout.org/Oregon, you can actually see how many entities have registered thus far in Jackson County. And we have just over 12,000 participants registered between individuals, schools and school districts, college and university, local, state, federal government, businesses, healthcare, and other type facilities. And all that information is on the page. And it's just really exciting to see that type of participation today in the county.
Okay, 1021 on 1021. That's today. Drop, cover, and hold on. Holly Powers, Jackson County Emergency Manager, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff.